Shush Mechaburah. We roll this video on Tzedo, Simon Shida Zayin Tzir Ches. First, to clarify one point in the Gate of Askaburah, we spoke about Machlokes Ran and Rajbo. In the Gate, you have a tzvi inside your house that you know is there. The Rajbo says you have a right to close the door, and even the Kavono to get the tzvi inside. The Ran says you cannot close the door even without Kavono inside a Sugya Psik ratio. Didn't Swarm ask the Sugya Menachos why they did not bring it down? Machlokes Rab and Rovo, Bos Machshova, Bos Maisa. You have to realize there's a big difference. I mean, the case of Menachos, at least in the second lashon, you do not know the tinnik is there, and you spread out the net, and you end up getting a tinnik, and you get dogum also. On the simple level, they're not totally zebzed around the Rajbo, the Gemara Menachos. The case of the Rambam, the Rajbo, the fact that you knew was there, the question is, lechatchila, can you close the door? The Rajbo says, even mekavon you can. The Rambam says, even without kavon you cannot, lechatchila, close the door. The Gemara Menachos is not discussing lechatchila. It's discussing b'dievet. If a person, when he throws out the net and he ends up getting a tinnik and a case of dogim, since it ends up being a matzah b'koach nefesh, the question over there is, what's the halacha? Is he bosom machshavu? Is even iser? Therefore, the gemara says, lashon of chayiv or potter. Not saying lashon of mutter, as I spoke out on Thursday, because mutter does not really apply, but lashon of, only by the case of b'diav, which is discussing over here. So, shayach lashon of potter. Therefore, Apichash and Pashbe are the two different sugyas. The Ran and the Rajbo is discussing the Chadchila. The Gemara Nocha is discussing Bidi Evet. However, the Bialocha is discussing Tzad Nochosh and Eretz Yisrael. Over there, doing Mitzad Sugur Fuo, the Lashon of the Mishnah Brua, the question is, Zichayev or Potter? Lechura, was that a Kimt over there? That question is, Lechura, is to go do it the Chadchila? Can you go do it? Is it a case of Bidi Evet? Lashon of Bialocha is Chayev or Potter, is a case of Bidi Evet. Lechura, if so, the Bialocha should have been setting the Sugur of Melochus. Therefore, to Bialocha, the question be Ikr is on. That means this, the Mishmur's Losh of Bialocha is a Chayiv or Potter. I still want to say, the Bialocha's question is Potter or Motter. That's only not the meaning of the Bialocha. They want to answer, it means Potter or Motter. The question of the Bialocha is Chayiv or Potter. That means the question is negated to the Sugur of B'dievet. Therefore, fract them in Chesitzchok, and of Yashiv, and of Zilbashin, and the Shvat Zitzchok, and of Veber and others, there'd be a loch of a Gath Gemor Menachos. The Gemor Menachos is discussing case of the Yevet. It's not really a cash in the Ran of the Rajbo. The Ran is discussing a Shalach Hachilo, he sends you to the Sugar Numon da Fei Dalit. Look at the Gemor Numon Fei Dalit, discussing doing the Chachilo. That's very good. And therefore, Losh of the Ran is a Tiru Chachomim, a case of the Chachilo. The Bialocha, he's discussing a case of the Yevet. That should be a case of Menachos. The question on the Bialocha, you got the wrong sugya. Kimashik by us, we have a sugya of Shmona Shivas in the next parak. The next parak is Be'etzem, the Hemshik of the sugya of Tzedo. The Mishnah starts off saying by Shmona Shivasim, when a person is at Tzad, and the locha is Yechayiv, even in the case of Chavolo, also Yechayiv, either one. By Shash Kotzim Yomosim, by the case of Chavolo is Potter, Masha'enkin, the case of Tzad depends on the Tzarech or Shlo Tzarech. A case of Litzarech, a person is Chayiv, Shlo Litzarech, a person is Potter. Now, the case of Shmona Shrotzim, a passing in Shmini, is that a case of Minin Nitzoid, Eina Minin Nitzoid? Let's read the Mishnah. The Machlok is Rashi and Taisus Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi understands the ratio is Minin Nitzoid, the safe is Eina Minin Nitzoid. Taisus understands both cases are Minin Nitzoid. That means it comes out that Rashi and Taisus both agree the ratio is Minin Nitzoid. That means Shmona Shrotzim in the case of Minin Nitzoid. That's everyone agrees. So let's go to the Shmona Shrotzim. The second case of the Shmona Shrotzim, passing in Shmini, is as an Achbar. Achbar. That's either a rat, mice, a mouse. Is that Minin Nitzoid or Minin Nitzoid? People want to capture an Achbar for its meat, for its skin. The Mishnah saying is a Minin Nitzoid. So maybe in those days they use it as a pet. Maybe they wanted the balser. We spoke already of the Magavram discussing a person set a trap on Shabbos. We begin on Tosis and Daf Yud Zayin that says if a person sets a trap on Shabbos and captures something miyad, even if it's a he's not sure he's going to capture something or not. There's only a din rabbon. We cannot set a trap. Says the Magavram, who didn't setting a trap for Achbarim is also aser. The same thing. In fact, the Zira Shimshin, what's your ayo? Tosis is discussing a case of setting a trap on Shabbos by cases that are Issa Deraisa. And the Achbar is a case of any Minin Nitzoid, a case to Rabbanon. And therefore, maybe it's Mut over here. In fact, the Zira Shemshin, I'm saying Akbar's enemy inside. I have a Mishnah, Akub Zainam and Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, Shimon Shuatim, meaning inside, Yechayiv. And one of them is that case of Akbar. So maybe you have to Machalik and say the case, this man of the Mishnayis, they're meaning inside. I come with Yashim, Shinim Kibega saying, in those days, the mice would not mean inside. Holy Fiyam Machal Fiyasman. They point out.
To get rid of them from the house, considered capturing them?
It is captured, but not me. Said not for the boss, not for the arm. You have to want it, you have to use it. You have to use it as a pet, something. They point out, they could say the Mishnah Shnais is one thing, and Chanami, this man of the Nasir Shemshin, Kivega something else, Machab is something else, or Avram. They point out there's a going Mesech to Kalim. He's a Pirish Eli Rabbo. The Mishnah over there says you have a Chuldo, that you trap it, this trap is Tomei. Mekabel Tomo. You have an achbar, you set a trap. The trap is not mekabel tumah, it's tor. Says the goyin, what's the difference between a trap for a chuldah and a trap for achbar? He says, in the case of a chuldah, you're trapping it for the or. It's meaning nitzoid. There was mekabel tumah. Masha enkin, the trap you do for an achbar, you're only trapping it to get rid of it. You come and go kill it. Therefore, it's not mekabel tumah, it remains tor. So we have a mission that says, an achbar is ain't a meaning nitzoid. The point of the Chavis, here's Mishnah is better. Our Mishnah is saying the Shmona Shuatzim is meaning Nitzoid, Sai Rashi, Sai Taisus. Yet the Goyin is saying, the Mishnah Kalim is saying, is, in the case over there, is Edim and Nitzoid. So you could say, it depends, Fimu Kaimoy. Depends on both the Mishnah, here or there. We know that there's an Akva Demosa, the Akva de Davro, there's a sea mouse, and the country mouse, and the Sugur and Dav, Kuf Dalid in the Yordeo. The different kuf gimel yerder, kuf dal yerder. The different types of mouse. Maybe some places did use it, some places didn't want to use it. I'll bring it right. It depends really where you live. Kivegia says doesn't sound shadam agavom ma'is and achbar is the enemy nitzoid. Hayadma says we live the same time as the Kivegia. The achbar is a mini nitzoid. So they live the same time. Yet one comes out of achbar is mini nitzoid, one comes not. So could be mishnayis the same thing. You could say maybe part of the argument over here is the fact that scientists capture rats for doing its experiments is that it counts in defining something being a meaning or not. We spoke about that, the Shaila and the Chodshani and others. It does count. Why they get involved with it, they don't know that there are certain people who actually grew rats and mice to feed Nechoshim. If you go to the store right now and you have a pet Nechosh, what do you feed it? You buy rats and mice and you feed it. So if you did not know this, maybe you thought it's any meaning inside. I forget the place that actually has special rats and mice, Josephine Choshim. Ulay. Actually, it comes out, whether you want to send an achbar with mice and minitzen or not, the place can say you cannot set a trap on Shabbos for an achbar. That's the second case of Shmona Shuatzim. Third case of Shmona Shuatzim is a tzav. A tzav. That again, our Mishnah is saying, it's minitzen. Even it's a tzedo. Our Mishnah. We spoke out also on Loch and Sef Beis, the questions with a balchai that goes very slowly. Is an Isser of Tzedah upon it. That means you have a snail, a turtle. It's past Shabbos. My daughter finally found a turtle missing for 2 weeks. It was in the rain outside. She picked it up. She's 5 years old. Fine. Is an Isser of Tzedah of picking up the turtle if she had to bring it into the house? And my wife started screaming, leave it outside the house. But it's raining outside. You have to bring it inside. Fine. So we have this turtle. Was she even Isser of Tzedah over here? So come with Shomu Zalman. And she says, Shomu Zalman, my son, I'm a Venitzud. What's the Bayam Tzedah of Tzedah over here? It says, what do you mean? The Loch and Sif Beis says, when something is a chayla, something is a zokin, it goes very slow. The words of the Mechaber is potter. It says the Mishnah Berurah, potter avul aser. The Chor, they capture the Yavinis over here. Eyes, I mean, Venitzot. No, but Etzim is not caught, not lose its freedom. Yavinis, did the Rabbanon. So Mazam, how is the Chor being Mechaber in the case of Sif Beis is something that's slow? In Sif Beis, the min be Etzim is free. The situation is a chayla or a zokin. The min be Etzim is slow. Shlomo Zalman's example is a nemola, is an ant, or itself, a turtle. Those cases, etzim the minute slow, it's even when it's a mice, it's much to take it on Shabbos. Besides, he said the sugya muksa.
You also saw the Torah's different
than those. Oh, so coming on the question over here. They said Shlomo Zalman, our Mishnah. Shema Shuatzim Tzob HaMechayim. One of the Tzobim that says in the Torah. She says, it's a Mitzar Li that I forgot to explain what to do with the Mishnah. And I have to realize the Mishnah is better than a cash on everybody. The Chura, Shlomo Zalman is saying it's mutter, but Vosna says it's Dirabonon. Avad it's slow. Avad is only Dirabonon. Part of lost Dirabonon. I mean, that's what one safe Jews from one says Dereiso. Part is only Dirabonon. What's the Mishnah saying? Saying it's Dereiso. That means whether you want to ask to capture things that are slow or not, the Issa Drabbanon or Mutter. The Mishnah second Zeraisa is cashing everybody over here. So Sid Shalom Zalman, myself, I should explain, and therefore the Malum and Shmir Shambis, he explains and clarifies. He says, I'll ask you a different case of the Shemana Shuratim, the seventh one. We have a case of a Chaymit. What's a Chaymit? Someone says it's a Cholozoin, a snail. It's an Issa Tzedo, a Cholozoin, whatever Cholozoin is Mazeh, Big Tumul. It's an Issa Tzedo here. So he sends you to a Tosis written in Chagiga, the Issa's question. In fact, Tosis read, first of all, in Tzedo, even Issa Tzedo, it's very slow, needs to be Oymit. But when the gate of Sugim Chavolo, in fact, the Tosis is read, there's R on a snail. What exactly is R read? The gate of Sugim Chavolo. The evil says the Tosis read, when it says the word Chaymit in the Torah, does not mean the Chaymit that we have is Manazeh. Two different words it means. Therefore, the Tosis read wants to argue with Rashi, but points out the different Chaymits over here. It does not mean the same exact thing. The evil says the Shalom Zalman, the same thing in the gate of Tzav, in Mani Hebrew might mean a turtle. But what it means in the Torah, it means maybe a frog, it means a lizard. But it means to be us, what we discuss right now does not mean the same thing. So come down to Gam, we have the Mishnah, Shmona Shirotzim, and Tzabam Chayim. We have three questions we have to ask. The second case of Achbor, the third case of Tzav, and the seventh case of Chaymit, the Chayim will grapple with was exactly how to apply Bismanazeh practically. The Mishnah is Mamshech. It says, Shkarash Gotzim Vrim Osim. The locha depends if it's tzarech or shloh tzarech. The tzarech is chayiv, the shloh tzarech, the maestro is part of the sugya of tzedo. Now, we're saying the locha is something that's slow. Come on, Shlomo Zalman says, even if it eats the maestro is motor. What is this case of Shkarash Shrotzim Shkotzim? Says Shlomo Zalman, they asked him, the Veni Rucham brings down, the case is a talas, is a worm. Veni Rucham says, it's a worm, worm is slow. And yet the Mishnah says that the tzarech is chayiv. It's a kasha, mean a kasha, everybody. Why the world is chayiv for it? The tzarech. I'm not sure what exactly he wants from Ben Yeruchim. Rashi says it. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "What's the case of shara shurot v'shkotzim?" Rashi says talas. Rav Mishnai says talas. A Rav brings down the Rav Mishnai and Rashi. Someone reason Shlomo Zalman is for Ben Yeruchim against him. Shlomo Zalman answers tzarechian. Does not know. Look, it's a kasha on him. Why chayiv for it? We answered when you spoke about it on Sebeis. Maybe it's a case of Tlas, a worm that goes very quick. Maybe it's Tlas that has a hole in the ground and go quickly inside something in the ground, can get away. Ulai, to answer that case. Now, Shan the Mishnah, we have a case over here, the ratio, a case over here that we're not mechavking the case of Tzarech Shol Tzarech, that's Shmona Shrotzim. We have the case of the Sefer by Shah Shrotzim that we are being mechavking whether it's Tzarech or Shol Tzarech. What is the chilek? Basically, my colleague is Rashi and Tosfos on the page. Rashi understands the case of the ratio is Minin Nitzoid. Minin Nitzoid, whether it's Litzarech or Shloi Litzarech, the Loch is Yechayiv. The Sefer is Einem Minin Nitzoid. Loch is Litzarech, you're still Chayiv. Shloi Litzarech, that a person is Potter. The Elm should not be familiar with this Mahalach, because you learn Sif Gimel, Rishibru among Avram said not that way. They came along and said, the Loch is by Minin Nitzoid, Pendant Litzarech, Shloi Litzarech. And anyway, he said, you always bother. Meister first and sound, what's the lumdus of Rashi? Why is Rashi saying a case over here of meaning it's a bein letzarech, bein shloi letzarech, a person is chayiv? Shloi letzarech should be mamash a case of locha she'ain tzrich legufay. And the Gemara speaks out, the Mishnah is of Shimon. So the Taisus read, goes mahalach of Rashi, you come along to answer. It says, he said, be'etzim locha she'ain tzrich legufay, there's no chshivas in the locha that you're doing over here. But yes, since the min be'etzim is a derech ilim to go capture it, so look at the world over here, and it's better than is it tzarech over here. For me, personally, there's no tzarech. But say there's a chesaron, the chshivas of the malacha. Look for saying that everyone captures this thing over here. Everyone wants the meat, everyone wants the skin. And if this we look at the thing that everyone here wants, has a getter of malacha tzrich legufay.
Why can't you say that to every
malacha? What?
Every malacha, I'm digging a hole. Everybody here wants a chorisha.
Yeah, but not everyone wants a hole, not everyone wants holes. There's certain things, animals, everyone wants this animal, no one wants this animal. Holes, depends who it is. Between Rashi.
But then that's Minan
Itzah.
Why is that
called Minan Itzah? No, it's Minan Itzah, and Shloi Letzarech is still going to be Chayiv. Why? Because this thing, Be'etzem, is what people look upon being a get of Shloi Letzarech. Minan Itzah, Rashi says, Shloi Letzarech Chayiv. Minan Itzah? Shloi Letzarech Chayiv. Why? That plays the cash. Tay says, Slave called Slave. It's Shloi Letzarech. But to defend Rashi says, you look at the Kshivas, Mitzah the Oilam. Rashi learns the Rashi's case, Shemana Shuatzim, Bein Letzarek, Bein Shulat Tzarek Echayev.
So you like that by all the
Luchas? No, because here it could be you look upon them, there is a min, you can clearly define things. This thing everyone wants. Not everyone wants a hole, depends on what the situation is. But everyone wants this thing. Everyone wants a cow. Everyone wants to capture the Basar. At the end of the day, Lysa, Taisa disagrees. You did not go like Rashi. Taisa says, circle, so if it's a person not want it. The evil common Taisa says, what is the ratio? The ratio's case is a mean and insight. And the Sefer's case is also a mean and insight. They're both mean and insight. That means the argument shot in the mission over here. The only question is, what is the stam? That means the ratio, Taisa brings down the Rishita, the stam of the ratio is beside this Orovia by Shmona Shrots and the stomach of the Tzarek. The safe for the stomach, since there is no Shulon and Tzarek, the question of what the stam is. Therefore, comes down according to Taisus. The case is immediately started only the Tzarek Echayiv and Shulon and Tzarek, the Maisi of Potter. Ain't immediately started, whether the Tzarek or Shulon and Tzarek, that's the Machlokes and the Vices. I'm going to pass it's always be a case that's Potter. Now, you could ask the other way around. Nach Taisvis, that Edim in Yitzayt, the Loch is a Tzarek is Potter. Why? The Maisel is Edim in Yitzayt, but you're doing the Tzarek. That's from the Chai for it. She spoke out of Adonais, and it says that Tzayt is different than all other Melachas. All the Melachas, by Bishul, by Barra, there's a Shina in the Guva Dover. You wash something, you see the Tzur of the Chilak over here. Barra, you see the Tikkun over here. Tzayt, that you see nothing, nothing changes the animal. The whole Shina is Mitzad, the Bailas over there, Mitzad, the Gavro. If the Gav over here did something that he be'etzem does want, but any minute inside, this is noch shivas over here. Only there's noch shivas over here. Therefore, for that reason, the ma'aseh come home to be fought over here. Now, coming again, we have Rashi, we have Tosfos. That Rashi understands that the ratio of the sefer is the ratio is a minute inside, the sefer is any minute inside. Tosfos understands that both of the cases are minute inside. What's a nochosh? A snake is a minute inside, any minute inside. Which one is it? So Rashi says, what's Shar Shortzim or Shkotzim? Rashi has a Nochosh, a snake. That's the case of the Sefer. According to Rashi, what's the case of the Sefer? Case of any meaning inside. That means a Nochosh is any meaning inside. It depends on the Tzarek or Shlo the Tzarek. Very clear, Rashi is clear that Nochosh any meaning inside. The Gemara comes down earlier, before the Mishnah, says that Tzad Nochosh, Rufur, is Chayiv. Any meaning inside, why you high for it? For it's a kasha.
Won't it be a poison snake, won't it be a non-poison snake?
But again, it's a meaning inside, any meaning inside. It says nochosh is nochosh, it's not poisonous. Bialoch speaks out, right? It's not sad by Eretz Yisrael. It's a hezek. So the Chor Rashi is saying, a case of nochosh, any meaning inside, yet...
Yeah, but I'm saying lirafua is only the poison snake.
So Bialocha, I think, speaks out not where it says if it's Mitzad Pekuach Nefesh, that's Bialocha's question. It's not Pekuach Nefesh. Don't Mitzad Hezek. Now, so come down, Nochash Rashi said, any minute side, yet the Gemara said that, so therefore Yechayev. Why Yechayev is any minute side? So you could say that the Gemara is costing Nochash Man Diomar, we have Machloikis Gemara Kuvav and Kuvzain, of any minute side, Machloikis Nebraises, Tanoim, any minute side, Yechayev and Archayev. You could say that. The Maestro point out, La Locha won't work out. The Locha come along the Mechaba Paschas, any minute inside is Potter. Yet he Paschas, and so Nochosh, therefore, is Chayiv. Sorry. The Tzarech is Chayiv. The question is, but is any minute inside a Nochosh? If you go to the Tzarech Shito, that means La Locha, we have a problem. Right, right, according to Rashi, very good. It's going to be Taisus, that we passing like, is, so what's the Matthias and Nochosh? Right, it's Elamai can tell me Nochosh is? Is meaning inside. That means Rashi Taisus argue Matthias, well, it's a Nochosh. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah on the word Nochosh, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's meaning inside. That means what is a Nochosh? Rashi writes in a meaning inside. When Taisus and the Cheshmi will come out, it's meaning inside. Not like Rashi. And the enemy said, Taisa, no. And Mishnah brings down on Sif Gimel, that's the way Potter. And it means that you always Potter. Therefore, the Mishnah says, and meaning the Nochosh is meaning it, right? So Cheshma comes out that way.
Why can't you say it's the same Machlekes from that it's Dog Shizu Gufa, but that's not. Rashi holds Rafua, it's two bars aside. It's not called true gufa, therefore I can't say them. Taisus holds that if I'm capturing it lirufa, that's considered even though it's minatzadev, that's true gufa.
It could be tzitzel gufa, but it still has to be mina nitzad. Any mina nitzad coin tais is always potter.
What is mina nitzad? It has to be that I want to use it. I'm using it for itself.
Maybe we'll speak it after that. I'm not following. Maybe afterwards. There is a third malach over here, and it should be clear for the Mishnah now that how the people go explain pshat noch the Rambam. And Besim Bialacha says a similar idea over here. Has a Rambam in the case of Nafash? That means. That's the Rambam, the way he paskins a mini nitzoid when the tzarech or shlo the tzarech yichayev. In a mini nitzoid, the tzarech also yichayev, shlo the tzarech yipater. Except Rashi is saying this in the Mshimin. The Rambam is saying this in Rabbi Yehuda. Same mahalach as Rashi, except switching Tanoim. It's saying in Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Pirgon explains Pshat the Magavram, it really depends upon the gift of the Magavram, that we have the same kasha and nachosh, how do you answer according to the Rambam? The Rambam says, you misasek, shleish chenu, maishet's mutter. Why is it mutter? Says the Magavram, wakis ene mini nitzoid. And so blocha shein tzvich legufoi. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. That means, even though the Mishmur is saying a nochosh and the Machaber is mini nitzoid, Magavram is saying the Machaber and nochosh is ene mini nitzoid. And why would Rabbi Yehuda agree in this situation? Since ene mini nitzoid over here, and it's a malchus she'ein tzrich legufoi. They want to point out when you have a double chesaron in the chesivas in the pool that you're doing. Even Rabbi Yehuda Lamais agrees. That means since Be'etzem he doesn't want it, and no one wants it, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees there's a chesaron in malchus she'ein tzrich legufoi. That's again similar how the Bialach wants to answer Pshat in the Rambam. So it comes out, what is a nochosh? Rashi and maybe the Rambam holds it's nichol get a minitzoid. Mishmur says pshat in Taishas and the Mechaber they can get a meaning inside. Now we come and we pass the mice like Taishas. Taishas says Aloha is by meaning inside the Mechil between Tzarech and Shvalet Tzarech. Hashukin, any meaning inside the Aloha is a person always potter. Pshat the Mishnah, side the ratio, side the Sefer Nichol together of meaning inside. The question is, what is the stam? What is the getter of stam? What does that mean, stam? So Mishmur, he comes along and he says the mahalach api taisis. The Taz says the mahalach api Duran and the Ramban. The Sharetzim points out this machleks will be among mahalchim. It'll be a big nafkamina of Ezra and next chabura. How understand the mahalach over what he said is? That means come along taisis and he says what's called the duration of the sefer. The duration of the kimter with the shmona shots to have or. If you have or, the stomach, why are you capturing it for? Mitzad, you want the or. So Mestam, there's a tzarech over here. The sefer, and the sefer, Mashenk, and the sefer, the case of the is no or. Shash Gotsim. There's no or, Mestam, and Shalom, the tzarech. That's how, again, the Mishmur examined the case of Taisvis. Mashenk, the man says, Fakert. The man says, in the case of the sefer, the reason Mestam, and Shalom, the tzarech is because you're doing it, should not be mazik you. In the ratio, the Shmona Shvatim is not direct to be mazik you. Therefore, the nichol together of lechoros l'tzarech. That means it really questions who's the burden of proof put upon. Taisa understands that the ratio is over there. She assumes the nichol together of l'tzarech. The man understands for karet the safer since coming to mazik you who nichol together of shlo l'tzarech. The question will come out is the last two be aloch sovi and sivches will come out. Why is it the case of coming to protect from being hezek? Is a potter? What's halacha? It's mutter. That means according to the Ran, the Taz goes with, the Beis Yosef goes with, we have a big problem over here. While the mice is only potter, should be in case it's mutter, then we're going to leave up that to the next kabura. Yeah, well, that's part of the Bialach over here. Now, this was Mamshech, brings down the sugya of Ar, of Arsem Kibisaran.
Which idea is this?
Shaitin, when it brings down.
No.
Which one?
Nunalef, maybe?
Yeah, the Nunalef. Yeah.
Okay,
now, the Gemara starts off with Mamshach the Suga of Yosein Kibisaron. Now, Ikkis, now Suga, Suga, Nechulin. The Gemara comes out, the four Malach among the Tanoim. when do you say the Kala of Hussein Kibbasaron? Do you say it by all 8 Shvatim, only by 5 Shvatim, by 4 Shvatim, by 3 Shvatim? Just one point, maybe, is that as you look up the mission over there, and Daf Kufa Beis Nechulin, the mission starts off, which R is Kibbasaron? The first one is R Adam. The R of a person is Kibbasaron. So, interesting question, the starting point. Let's say a person's arm is on the floor. Can you pick it up and eat it? So come along with the Rosh and Ksubis and Daf Savach. And he says, pick it up and eat it. Mabaya. Eating an arm of a person is connected, no problem. It's connected. Fine, you have a baya, gzer japonon, up to a case of bay matome. But you can eat an arm of a person. If it's dead, you have baya, maybe sur or no. But arm of a person, go eat. The Rambam, Machol Sisuris, the Parak Beis, says to eat a person, you even Isra say. Pasuk in Shemini, Zoyt Zachayah Shotoychlu, these are the chayos you can eat, and the Rambam says the person is a chayo, and therefore he said that the person is not on the list. Since now the list you can eat this chayo, must be even Isasai eating a person. So machlik is, can you eat a person's arm? Interesting question. Aloch lemaisin yodei in Simon Ayintes.
You're talking about
basar,
right?
No, we can get to or, that's what we're getting to. First, the basar. Eating a person's basar, can you eat the guy's meat? The guy's arms on the floor got chopped off, can you make a barbecue and eat it? The Rosh says, no problem. The Loch in Yodei Simon Ayintes, there are more paskins like the Rambam, even Israel say. The Mechab, the Bnei Svar, is a big mavuch what he holds. Some say Motor, some say Rabbonim, some say Deraiso. Therefore, the tshuva by the Bnei Svar, there seemed to be a segula to eat the erlo of a kid from a bris milo, and a segula to have a children and a boy. That's all, we'll get to that. There's a lot of tshuva about eating the erlo. Therefore, it could be why I think in certain balls in there, so it says no foreskin inside. I guess that's for the Svadim over here.
Fine.
Yeah, but they discussed that the Ashbash. We shouldn't discuss this question already. What to go do this Erlo? I still don't understand why it says no foreskin inside. Fine. Now, Maisa, we hold the Issa Deraisa, the name Ashkenaz. Now, it says Orisem Kibasarim. Is that a sugya only negated tumor or also negated a sugya of achilo? So you take out the Rambam, Macholus and Surah to Perek Dalet. It starts off the Elu or Isaim Kibasaran. The first one is Or Odom. He goes a whole list and he ends off the locha Bain Issa achilo, Bain Issa tumor. Saifa tumor, Saifa eating. Comes out, eating the skin of a person, the pash of the Rambam, is Issa deraisa. You have your cuticles, you bite it, you swallow it. You're even Issa deraisa, you don't have to wait 6 hours, but you're even Issa deraisa over here. I got my sister in the swarm, try to say it's Mutra Rabbanon, I'm not sure where they're coming from. Pashas Issa deraisa. The Bet Yishchai Alfari takes it, he says, be very careful not to bite your skin, because it might be left between your teeth, you might come along to swallow it, and you might come along to eat it. David, don't bite your skin over here. And the Kavachayim points out that Avad is a Chumim Ba'almo, especially the Meisfarad, who says that any is in a person to take the skin. And in Miskavan, who said going to swallow it? But then the Kamachayim comes along and says that there's a Benishchayim says, Yesh Lizor, be very careful, Maiso, not to go bite your skin. Kamachayim does end off, make sure not to do it during the week. Might be wrong to do it on Shabbos, you have Vayam, it's on Shabbos, it grazes. Also, don't become wrong upon biting your skin. Building upon this, of our Sam Kibsorim Al Sugyo, what about you have a dry lips? Your skin over here. Is it by you swallowing it? So the Derech Seichel, the Ezeb Chaim can ask this question. Now the Shaul says, Lefnim HaPeh, inside your mouth, you have this dry skin. So Chaim answers back, he says, the Edom B'Svasayim, or the red of your lips, is Nidin Kebeis HaStorim, and therefore we know Negate Dam, the Dam is only Kshepir Shosur, inside your body, the Maisetz Mutter. Therefore also, same Malach L'Maisetz Mutter. Now, I have a couple problems. One is, or of personal course of deraiso, dam b'etzem is mutter b'tzal sugya maris ayin. Second, I'm not sure what he means by the red lips needing a base of storm. I'm not sure how that applies practically outside. I mean inside over here. Void, I see two others for him during the mashkin shel esrav. Issa b'chaim can ask the same question, and both of me told them toiv lizar. So I'm not clear. L'chur should be mamash issa deraiso also the dry lips over here. Same problem.
Rashba?
The Rashba is discussing case of a mace. People going to buy mace. Right, people got there's no such Rashba that says it, no. Rashba is costly a case of a mace. He is. He's not. He is. And I after the two the Chai Levi. Yes, people go through the wrong Rashba. But you look up the Rashba. It's disgusting and amazing.
Oh,
he's going to
pick someone else.
No, look, it's disgusting and amazing. Ayin Shem. That's disgusting. A person is a lot. The Maaser, we have our circuit. Our circuit says Arisayim Kibisarum. The Rambam says for Achila, we pass like the Rambam. It's just like eating a person. It's a Zalapes.
Why should the mess be different?
No, it's true or not. The gate.
Why is it worse?
It could be by Goy, it could be a disgusting word. The Goy, I think, is disgusting.
So
I don't remember. I have to look it up.
So, for the eating a person, why would it be different between a Goy and a Yid?
No, there's a... Maybe afterwards.
According to
the time, it's still about Gleason and Shabbos? Gleason is not the sugya. Yeah, we're not discussing during the Shabbos. We're discussing during the week.
What about nails?
Are you allowed to eat a chazer's nail? The nail of a chazer is a mutter ulcer. So I'll tell you, tzaddik tes. I'll tell you, over there, sefalot. It's not a yoytze. Eating a nails of a chazer, eating bones of a chazer is a mutter ulcer. Gelatin. Taz is mutter, right?
Yeah,
we don't call it Taz, don't call it Taz. You're talking
about it. Someone bites their nails and swallows them.
So again, there's no way they're eating nails of a person. What, by the aura?
Nails.
Talk to them. Take it a step further now. Let's say a person has a boiling hot steak on the fire. Come along, a chazer puts his paw on top of it. Would you eat the chazer now? We eat the steak now?
I already
that's if you have a blias of a chazer going inside your steak. You wouldn't eat it. So let's ask a question. You touch a boiling hot steak. You eat your chilled and you burnt your tongue over here. It's boiling hot. You drink your coffee, it's boiling hot over here. Besides, bought some chalav any coffee. If you take three things together, number one, if you hold the highest point that gives off tam, some safer. Your day is some kufdalad, brought down piska tshuva, right from home on the rosho. Ayin Shem is raya. Together with the idea of the old Tam Kedar Aiso, Simitzad Chesed Beis. Together with the idea that a boss of a person that are saying Kibbutz Reim is Isidir Aiso, how in the world could a person ever eat something that's hot? Person is like, arm, not base of storm, please come out. What's your tongue? Your arm touches your steak, it's boiling hot. You tell me. The steak, if a chazit touched it, would you eat the steak?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Why? There's bleas. Why not bleas? The thing doesn't get hot. If your cheese pulls inside your chicken soup that's boiling hot, take the cheese out, touch the cheese, it's cold. Do you eat the chicken soup? No. What's the difference? And that's the drop bottom. This is the rice, chicken soup. What about Ibn Achai? You're doing bleas over here. Of a trade. Of a person. Yeah, so bleas coming out. Bleas. That's how I was to get. I was to say, I was saying, group of Surah, you touch something, Maisa is a trade. So, Maisa is something to think about, food for thought, as I say. Maisa, there's a clock among Kitten that says that the daughters of Nachman mix the food with their hands. They want to discuss them, it's a sugar of Kishvanach. They want to make it right, that clearly that person can put his hand inside something that's boiling out over here. If you want, the stifling Chulin Simon Hay discusses this question. How in the world do we eat something that's hot? The Chuyiva Bayava, please, of a person going inside the food. At the end of the day, he cannot answer all my alchemies of Spirit Kitsarachin and feel it for. Interesting Shiloh, pull upon our sugi over here. Back to the sugi of Seid over here. The Gemara and Seid come along and bring down the sugi of Chavolah. Now, how the Chavolah get involved according to Tosfos, the Hemshech of the sugi of Seid. Seid depends upon if you have or don't have or. Nichol get of Tzarech, not of Tzarech. Chavolah, the same thing, depends if you have or don't have or. According to Rashi, a little bit harder why the case of Chavolah get involved over here. Now, the gate to Chavolah, what is the Isser? So it's very clear we have three options among the Rishonim. We have Rashi by us that starts off, Rashi with Maskon is, the Bialoch points out that Rashi in Chulin says that he passes Nichol Negeda of Shechita, Til Shama. That's how Tosfos also by us says that way. And therefore, the Kamung, the Mishnah Berurah, he says that's how Bikri Paskin, Habi Rishonim this way, Magal Vam says Rebbe Forshim is this way. And you look around, there's Bikri 15 different Rishonim that says it's in Til Shama. That's how we're Paskin. You have to realize it's a chiddush. Why should the case over here of Chaval be Til Shama? They call a posik in Pashu A, ki adam hu anefesh, that the person's blood is his soul. You have to realize that coming from the concept malikot lekula malikot lepalko, loshin and meruba, gemara over there. You have to realize, when a person, when you prick your finger, some dam comes out, does the person live any less, a second less of his life? You know, they live any second less. Yet somehow they're putting it under the category of until Shabbat of Shechita. It's a massive chiddush over here. That means the reason why the Rambam argues, because why is it until Shabbat over here? That means about the Rambam agrees when you kill a person, that's until Shabbat. About agrees the concept of until Shabbat. But the Seicha of until Shabbat, that's what the Rambam can't understand. Where's the 1 second less in life over here? Where's the until Shabbat over here? Well, for myself, we come along with Paskin, we have a bayah, number one, mitzvah sugya of Tehillas Shama. Number two, come along Rashi, bring down the idea of Tzveya. Now, the way how the other we shouldn't bring it down, the Rashi will others say, Af Mishum Tzveya. The Bialocha says, Af Mishum Tzveya. That means, laugh after anyone's really arguing. As the Bialocha points out, come to call things, Tzveya. Now, come to call things, not Tzveya. That means, the second option of Tzveya. The third Malach, the Rambam, he calls it Mepharik. Mepharik, you're disconnecting one thing from another. What is Mepharik? The Gemara should know, the Ilm should know from Ksubas, not Pehem and Beis. The Gemara discusses is by taking out Dam is Chabur Michbar, or with Kapokit, meaning Chabur Michbar is when you have something like an orange, has all the juice inside with little sacks over there, and you pop it, and it comes out. That's Nichol together of Chavolo. Mash Enkein, let's say you have a box, the door is closed, you open the door, and it comes out the water. That's not Nichol together closed, that's Mif Kapokit. Over here, the Kamlung is saying that the fire, since you're taking things out, that's it's inside your capillaries or something, or inside your veins over here, taking things out. Therefore, Nichol Negedah of Mepharik. And Mepharik is a toldo of what? Among the Ushanim, there are six options of toldo of what? To make it simple, we'll go like the Rambam, the way we're passing. Mepharik is a toldo of Dosh. Dosh. That means it comes out, we have three options of what Kabbalah is. Number one, Tiel Sashama, which we're passing like. Number two, Af Mishum Tzveya, which seems to, like we also pass like. And number three, Mepharik told the Dosh, sound like the place came a Choshish for. What is the Nafkamina between the case of Tehillas Shama versus the case of Mepharik? So the Bialacha points out three Nafkaminas. Number one, he calls to Prima Godem that a case of Achamiso, the animal's dead. It's how Tehillas Shama, no Tehillas Shama. It's how Mepharik told the Dosh, about the applies. The second Nafkamina is the Shir. Mishmura said, the get to the shear by a chavolo until the shoma is even a mashu. The get Mepharik told the dosh, the shear is kegregris. A third nafkamino, you need a case of a tsarich. That means the get to the sugya of hilich the ibod by Mepharik to be potter. Masha inkin of a case of a tsarich le dam, that situation, to be aloha until the shoma, my person will be chai for it. Now, what is the chilim between shmona shuachim versus shah shuachim? What's the difference between two mahalchim over here? So, again, it comes out, there are two ways among the Rishonim how to explain over here. The way how the Mishbura, how he brings down for the Rambam, he understands by the case of Shemona Shuotzim, the case over there is not chasing the dam to its place. By Shah Shuotzim, it comes out, it's not that thick, the skin, then it goes back. Masha Enkein, the thing the skin is thick, it congeals over there, and therefore it does not go back to its place, therefore Nichol Negedah of Chavolo. The way how the Shartzim points out that the Beisayis of the Taz, they go like the Ran, a different Malach. But want to point out that the Or is being ma'akiv from the Dam from coming out by the Shemona Shuotzim. Masha Enkin, by the case of the other Shah Shuotzim, there's no Or not being ma'akiv. Therefore, if no Dam came out, must be there is no Chavolo. That means the Chiddush. The Ran is understanding the side over here that by Shah Shuotzim, the reason why it's Motuk, there's no Chavolo. Not the Is Chavolo goes back, but there is no Chavolo. It could only come out. Right, that means, not saying, that means, according to the Rambam, it came out and went back. According to Iran, it did come out. Therefore, there's no chaval over here.
But it never came out.
And therefore, there is no chaval over
it. But it's no difference.
But
if it does come out,
the loch is no, again, just saying, the lumdus, how it's working, there are two ways how it's working. Shartzim points out, the Rishonim will argue what, how the lumdus, how the mission, what Pshat the mission over here is.
When the Rambam says it went back, is there like a time frame that has to go back in?
I'm not clear what it means to go back. When we get to other cases, pinching a cheek, I have a hard time with what that is exactly. That's what, I think that's what you mean. Also, by besides the girl, maybe Tzveya. We have to get a clump with Tzveya. Now, in the gate to Kilkul B'chaburo, back to Sugin Kovov, by now we should see how we pass him. Ben Machlokes Abohu and Abyechnon is Kilkul B'chaburo Chayiv. That's a bow. Or Rabbi Yechon says, "Kikum Chabur, Tzach, Kutzar, Kalbo, Tzach, Lafari." Then Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. What do you say the Machlokes is? Rashi says it depends upon Machlokes of Shimon of Yehuda by Melacha Shein Tzichul Gufay. Shimon says Bato of Yehol Chayim of Yehuda Fakert. Mashen Kain. The Shimon says does not depend. Tosfos says does not depend upon it. Say Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Bo both going in the Shimon Shito. Mashen Kain according to Rabbi Yehuda abiding a Tzar Gomer. Now, how do we paskin over here? Kimmel Mishabuni says very clear, we paskin tzarech l'kalboi tzarech l'afari. We do need a tzarech. We do not paskin like a rabo, we paskin like a b'yechnon. Says the Mishabuni, where did I get it from? The Rambam. Why? The Rambam says, we have a b'yechnon versus rabo, we paskin over here like the Ham versus Rebbe over here. The Shal, they point out, l'chur is a little bit of an oro, how is the Mar Mukmas from the Rambam? Because if you go like Rashi, Shana, Sugyo, the Rambam holds l'chur shen tzuchu guvus chayiv, will come out over here that Kilgul B'chabur L'mayis would be chayiv and not need any tzarech. So L'mayis did not learn the sugya like Rashi. L'mayis did not learn the sugya like Tosfos. Learn the sugya like Tosfos, according to Yehuda, will come out a tzarech gomer. So the Aruch HaShulchan, we should really pass in the opposite of whatever the Rambam says. Aruch HaShulchan points out, we should take the Rambam, Shaitzit said, Marmok Mizri Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, take the Rambam and do the opposite of what he says. Which is, or you could say, no, you learn the sugya like Tosfos. And Echonami does not depend upon Melacha Shein Tzichul Gufay. It took Machlokes like B'Shimon of Yehuda, Kabbalah Hayis of Yodom, or he took on the B'Shimon over here, two Malchim in the B'Shimon, and we went like the Rabbi Yechon over here. Fine, it certainly is a point that needs to be grappled with how the world, Sharatin, Nuklor, this is how the Rambam learned. And that's the Ma'am Malkum to Paschim this way. Now it comes out over here that we Paschim, we need a Tzarech. That means Machlokes by Kilgul B'Chabur, do we need a Tzarech or not? Machlokes Amaroyim, we Paschim, we need a Tzarech. What defines a tzarech? We do not need a tzarech gomer, we need a tzarech tzas. Come on, Mishibur, and he says, read him slowly, he says, I give you four options of having a tzarech. Read him slowly, he's saying, giving you four cases. Number one, he says, tzarech ladam, is it inyan? Example says, why do you want to give dam to your kelov? It's very simple. You have a piece of meat, you want to be very juicy, a lot of blood inside. But since you want to have very juicy piece of meat, there's nickel getter of tzarech. That's the first getter of tzarech. Send the Mishabu a second Kimto, brings down the Mi'iri. Let's say you want to capture something. Capture it. So you want to weaken it and get out its dam. To weaken it, it's easier to capture. That's Nichon Negev and Tzarech. A third option he discusses, let's say you want to hit a person, Derech Nekoma, or an animal, Derech Nekoma, Chayev Oif, to calm yourself down. Give yourself Nachas Ruach the Yitzroi. He says, Yitzroi. So he comes along and says, according to dependence upon how you learn the sugya on Daf Kuf Hayim and Beis. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, according to Rai, everything says Mishori, Zavoy de Zara, Avad Han Nechel Negedet of Tzarech. So the Mishabu, if you go like the Rambam, Mishori means, why did the person do it for? It's not worth it. The Avad Han Nechel Negedet, that calms the person down, therefore the Tzarech over here is, don't get Derech Nekomo. A fourth option, says the Mishabu, this fourth case, do it Mitzal Sugya for, a causes Dam, or taking a tooth out, that causes Dam to come out, Nechon Negedet of Tzarech, which I've said before. That means he paskins, we need a Tzarech, and therefore we have a Mishabuah have four options having a case of the Tzarech over here. He does end off saying, but whether it's a Tzarech or Shloi the Tzarech does not make a difference. Either way, it's also. The question is, Diraisa or Drabonon, Vadu, it's also. Now, come along with Mechaber, when he brings down the Salocho, he says Shloim Tzarech Beistam is potav l'aser. However, come on the Rambam, it says it's chayiv. Now, what is the machlokes Rambam verse the first sheet over here? How do we paskin when Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay? How do we paskin? We have two sheets of the Mechaber. I think the Olam knows by now the Derech of the Mechaber is bringing out two sheetas. Here he has a stam v'yish oimim sound like he's paskin like the stam, and the Mishmul Ma'aseh he ends off v'roi paskin. Paskin Kederu, showing the pot of Mechatas. That means, where do we paskin? How do we paskin? Mishpul and Meister paskins like Yibshimin, Mlocha Shein, Tzichul Gufay is potter. Just have a baya, he goes and drop further, says Mishpul, why? Mishum de be'inim melech machsheves for us to Rabbanon. Send you to the Sugin Chagigo. We spoke out, but Rashi says in Daf Lamed Aleph, Tosfos says in Yumin Daf Lamed Dalet, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He did not need melech machsheves? Says Rashi Tosfos, he needs melech machsheves. But where do you get it? Since you have a chayv gum of ein tzarech l'afarei, the fact you want the offer that gives you melech machsheves. The Vada Yehuda needs melech machsheves. Does he get it from somewhere else? Says the Mishabura, we pass like a b'shimin, Why? The Beinim left Machshavas. Shtaka Orah and Mishnah Brura. That's Yehuda Sayyab Shimon. I do not know how to answer this, Mishnah Brura. The one in the world is saying Beinim Machshavas, and therefore you're passing Shimon. There's nothing to do with one with another. According to Rashi and Taisus, even if Yehuda agrees, the question is, where do you get them left Machshavas from? My sister Orah, I don't say, not clear how the Mishnah Brura did that, why he did that for. A couple of, again, we have over here, we have Melachah of Chavolah, number one. Number two, we have a Gedder taking Tzas. And number three, we have an idea of Melachah, Tzrich L'Gufay. The Melachah is, Ein Tzrich L'Gufay is part of all Osir. So let's put the two things together, three things together. Of case of Chavolah, that's Kilkul B'Chaburo, do we need Tzrich L'Gufay? We need a Tekken, do we also need Tzrich L'Gufay? So again, we should know by Tyson Nafka Bovim and Aleph, speaks out to the Chorus Tzrich L'Gufay Dalit in Sanhedrin. The Gemara that says by Kilkul B'Chaburo, whether you're the Chayiv or not, still you need Tzrich L'Gufay. Still you need it. The Ibn Gemara discusses, someone has a thorn, a kite inside his hand, he takes it out, causes dam to come out. Even though Kilkul B'Chaburo is Chayiv, still it can be potter, as Melocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is potter. So Tosfos, the Loch is number one in the Kilkul to be at Tzrich, and number two needs Tzrich L'Gufay. Therefore, it says the Bialocha, if so, let's go through the cases over here. That's Tzrich L'Gufay. If we the Bialocha slowly, also has four cases. It goes through the same four cases, and again, it's Tzrich L'Gufay. It starts with number one, to wrap a person, if our cause is Adam, you want Tainas, Nichol get a Tzrich L'Gufay. It's Tzrich and Tzrich L'Gufay. It's because it's time of Farak, maybe not Mechuyev, because it's Halach Ibod, but as Chavola B'Chayev. It goes further, what about you do a Derech Riva, to smash a guy, to hurt a person? He quotes among Avram, in Reisha and Ches, quoting Yam Shloimo, that's nichol get a Tzrich L'Gufay. You can argue the point, but he calls it Tzrich L'Gufay. He goes on further, what about Tzrich L'Kavoy, Tzrich L'Aforoy, any Tzrich? He says, it's Avad Tzrich L'Gufay. So I bring Chorayo. Tosfos Kuvav says, I can't find a Kimta where Tzrich L'Gufay, that's not Melachah Tzrich L'Gufay. Now, I can't find a Kimta that's Tikkun, that's ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. Can we tell you this? A Chiddush of Yisur or not? That's all you have to answer. But it means any Tikkun is Tzrich L'Gufay. The fourth thing says, when you weaken something, also Nichol get a Tzrich L'Gufay. The only thing he's misubic about to be the Mishnah Berurah is the case of to take out the tooth that might be a tikkun when the dam comes out, but maybe it's not Tzrich L'Gufay. Then he goes back and forth, is it Tzrich L'Gufay or not, or is that a David study? How do you look at the dam that comes out when you take the tooth out and the dam over here? That means it comes out, the four cases Mishnah Berurah said Nichol get a tikkun, says to be a loch is Nichol get a Tzrich L'Gufay also. There is Agav, a fifth malach, not over here, Mishnah and Simon Shinuch of Ches, based upon the Ramban and Kuvav Ben Aleph, that the Ramban says that the Shita of Rabbi Bo, the holds, that Kilkul B'Chaburo is Chayiv, do not need Melach Machshavas. Therefore, we do not need Tzrich L'Gufay. Therefore, the Bialach brings down the Grand Shita, you do not need Tzrich L'Gufay, according to Rabbi Bo. Mice is not bringing down over here, why? We don't pass like Rabbi Bo, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That's not Melach, it's our Tzas over here. Now, coming out of here, we need two things to be Mechayiv. You need, number one, a Kilkul to be Chayiv, and Tzrich L'Gufay to be Chayiv. But let's say you're missing both. Mechayiv. Let's say, Kilkul has a Tzrich to be Chayiv, and you need Tzrich L'Gufay to be Chayiv. Let's say it's not a Tzrich, it's a Kilkul, and ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. That means when the case of it is a Kilkul is Rabbanon, ain't Tzrich L'Gufay is Rabbanon. Two Rabbanons. Is it Mutter? But it's still Rabbanon. We have both of them, a chesed of both, what is it? So the end of the Bialoch, he points out, what's the loch in that case? He said that's Kimon Kofem Bey, it's Korob HaChamasoi. Korob HaChamasoi, that case over there is a Kilkul, and the Melochah Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, and the Mishnah says Potter. So even when we have a chesed of both of them, says the Bialoch, the Maise is still yoyim, this is Rabbanon. Don't tell the Maise it's Mutter. One last point in Melochah Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, we had a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Bagner's Tosfos, what the definition of Melachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is. Do you look at the Tachlis, the gate of the Mishkan, or do you look at the Yisoid, tell us Chiyuvus in the Guf of Melachah, a positive outcome in the Tzrich of the Melachah. One Nafkamina speaks out the Kabbas tomorrow. He wants a Taino, when you capture something, besides you want to play with it, as a pet, what is that? Is that Tzrich L'Gufay or Ain Tzrich L'Gufay? He wants a Taino according to Taisus, Nifl together of Ain Tzrich L'Gufay, it's not the Tachlis of the Mishkan. Or according to Rashi, the Ban, to Elis Chayuvus Meguva Dover, a positive outcome thing itself, is Nichol Negeder of Tzrich L'Gufay. If so, the question is, do we have a right from our Mishnah Berurah, how we pass him? Come on, Mishnah Berurah says, what's Shloim the Tzarech? Kigoyin lesachik ukai gavno. Loshen the Rambam lesachik behem. Lesachik behem. So the question is, what exactly does the Mishnah Berurah mean? The simple meaning of the Mishnah Berurah, come on and see v'shalom, lesachik behem means the ma'aseh to go play with it, be a pet. If that's so, we thought we have a right, the Mishnah Berurah is passing like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Ma'aseh, they point out, there's a chaznish, brought down by the Shmir Shabbat Kolchosoi, that seems to argue, what does the Rambam mean? What's the tight words over here? Says the chaznish, he starts off, tell me it means over here, a case of to go play with it, be a pet. So what the words over here, the Rambam means, it means a case over here when it went hunting for a sport, lasachik as a sport, to go to capture it and then throw it back, and capture it again and throw it back. That's what it means over here. That means tai rashi, tai taisun, nichol to get over. Ain't sirich lagufay. That means the question, how do you touch the words in the Mishnah Berurah, lasachik? Lasachik by him. The simple understanding it means is a pet. In those days, I don't know if they had pets. But the Maisa, the others, what?
He doesn't say by him.
But he said the Sachik, the Rambam said Behen. Right, he only said the Sachik, he took out the word Behen, but the words of the Rambam was Behen. Ma'aseh the Shalom, we have a right from the Mishnah Berurah or not? Just the end of the Sugya of Chaburah, go through different cases. First, a person, if they pick their skin, is that Nichol Geda of Chaburah or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Mokavom, and that says very clear, the Loch is the Simon Shetuch of Ches, to pick your skin, a Ma'aseh Dam comes out. The loch is even iser mitzad the sugya of chabura, even that l'tzarech and want the dam over here. Even iser, they point out they have to think about it for a second. Are you mischaven? Of course, any mischaven. Sick ratio, g'loy nichalei. It's kilkul. It's klachiyad. It's malchus shein tzrich legufoy. Speaks out the Orcha Shabbos. The chur we see over here, the mishmur is quoting a magav ram that two drabbons over here, the mice come along to be machmer. That we see the Mishmur seem to have a chishish for the idea of kilkul klachayah to the bonds by psikreishal and nichlei come to be machmer. Building upon this, what? If it's not, even psikreishal. It's not psikreishal. Be motor samazai. Not psikreishal. It's can be motor. A case of psikreishal, it's osir. Why is it osir? It's two da bonds over here. Built. Why is the Nichol Adam to come out? Why? So you want to go to the Mishmur Stamazai? They want to say, well, he's discussing obviously Matthias as a psych ratio, obviously. Building upon this, come on the Orphan Shabbat discusses, let's say a person eats certain foods. Let's say you eat an apple, you just went to the dentist that day. Let's say you have soft gums. And the mice say, you know, you're going to bleed. Can a person go eat these things on Shabbos? Says Orphan Shabbos, let's read the Mishnah Berurah. And it's Kavans, Kilkul, Klachayat. He asks us, picking his cap, let's ask him here, eating, let's, I ask you, eating the apple, besides the question of dominant apple, you have to maybe wash it off. After Mars, I instig your Shaboy. Let's say you can eat the apple and swallow, but you know the dam went on to the apple. Yeah, Bayam tells us to give a Chabur over here.
Dam is for sure going to come out.
He says that, again, in this situation, there's a psych ratio. Some people know, they know that it can happen that way.
Maybe it's a different basis time.
No, it has chavolo. Not us eating dam. But it's not very good. That's true. That's very good for the sugar of dam. But it won't be the sugar mitzvah chavolo on Shabbos. What? Oh, so look at the same way. It's more to you have two reasons. One is, that's what the Shavuah said of Zelbushdim. The Shavuah said by Simon Shimem Sef Gimel, in the case of a cake, the Ramal came along to be machmer, the Ramal came to be mekel, kukul, achiyad, shalom, and asliptoiv. The Shavuah said, being in the chair, Shuvah, the Maisel come along to be machmer, except derech achilo. Eating it. Kevin Lemishabu says, you want to eat cake with Isis on it? That means if you have a whole cake like this, which is not too nice, or a small piece, you eat with Isis. Mishabu said, Darachilam Isis. Any way you can learn Pshat in the Shayat scene over there, why it's mutter, look at that same reason why mice should be mutter over here, eating an apple. It's mean I'm unfortunate Mishabu by eating. Void, you say another malach, maybe that's Pshat in the Mishabu. We said already that we have a Vaza, a Pi the Raj Ben Iran, that any Pula, that's a Maisa Regila, a person to go do with not Mesachis back to you. Meaning you're walking in the street, light goes on, come on, a voz that says, the Maisa it's motor. Why? It's not Mesachis klal to you, either mitzad again around the Rajbo, or say, for Michta Mortar, the Maka Mishta, a Meskav and klal, nothing to do with me. So, Lahura, when a person, when you do a Pula Regila of eating, it's Mesachis back to you, the idea of that Dam coming out. The Marshal, everyone discusses, how in the world do you have this boiling hot Yishalmi kugel and Malafon Chamutzim next to it. Lav Shuas was Manenu, Lenumus Gdalim, the Chuy of Bayam Sansugio Bishel. When they get to the Americans, they discuss willing had children in coleslaw. Right? Each one onto their own. Willing had children in coleslaw, you have Bayam Sansugio Bishel. Let's ask a better question. No one, as I see, it's the question, how can you boiling hot cholent, you have saliva inside your mouth? You're cooking your saliva. I don't see anyone asking the question. Asking the coleslaw, mafum chamutzim, why are you asking the saliva? You can burn your tongue over here, cooking your saliva over here. Why? Because that's eating. That's pulu'i gila. That's some being, that's no, that's the malach over here, that's kshivas over here. That's an act happening over here. So you eat an apple, blood, when you eat and you have bad gums, and blood comes out, that's pulu'i gila. Could we forget maybe this child the Shai seen in Shemem Sif Gimel while eating, don't worry about it. That's that Pulu Gila, it's Maisa Achil over. So I think to take our Mishnah Berurah that far to eating things like the Orchid Shabbos does, Yesh Mefakvik.
I borrow also the Orchid Gila as the
Hatter Dark Gila. Maybe, maybe. But Garrett, again, Zion. Good life. Take another case. When a person, when they have blood coming out, let's say you cut yourself. So what do you do? You put a tissue on top, Sugit Tzveya. What is the ace stop for the dam coming out? Everyone says press down. What happens when you press down? Causes more dam to come out. Except it's worth it in the long run. That the more dam come out, but it's going to stop something else afterwards. Any doctor will tell that to you. Right, it causes more dam to come out. So the question is, can you press down on Shabbos? An act of chavala. Says the Chodshoni, we're talking about the Orchid Shabbos also. Before you cannot press down. Can you press down? How can you press down on Shabbos? You're doing an act of Chavolah. The Chura just made me to argue the point. Why'd they come to you, Machmer? It's endless kind of the Pesach ratio. Kilkel, yeah. Kalachayad, I think so. V'oik, we throw another Mahalach. It's Asik. We said Mahalach in the Rambam is that when you do an opposite act of what you come to go do over here, that when it comes to not capture, get rid of the Nechoshim, came along the Rambam and said the Mice, it's Mutter. So if the whole time Pu'ula come do is fakert to stop the dam from coming out, it's the opposite way come to go do over here. That Mishmur said in the Ram, that's mutter. Here come to mamish the opposite. There's a mamish misasik, but you seek to do the opposite what happened over here. So that's a bit sad for the Mok and the Rambam. What?
It's not this
time,
it's other
time. No, I know, so what? This time I've no kavanah for it, but my pool, what's my act, what's my whole kavanah? It's the opposite thing over here. So the whole idea of two drop bonds of my simple mavufa. So I'm saying makam tzarech. So what do I mean? I put my napkin top and blood will keep coming out. If I listen makam tzarech over here, but see with the Rambam, I just didn't want to say that. Before you have a starkest over here to say, but you can't push down on Shabbos. What? You can throw that in, maybe if it's tzar. Throw in the last word over here. But the myself for Shabbos chodesh shani aser, based upon this mishnah over here, yesh lo. Once the chodesh shani aser, he says, if so, if you have hemorrhoids, how can you ever wipe yourself? That he throws out Kavod Abrius. Fine, that he has to defend it. Kavod Abrius. Fine, the Nichol Klal for the dam over here. Maisa, again, you have to realize, it's all building upon the Yisrael, the Kilkel Achiyad is Osir. Yesh Lodin, if that's even true, Allah Maisa. Yesh Lodzarev, Cholpok, Mokum Atzarev, that's Lohokal. We have again, there's somewhere in Sif Gimel, Shinta Zayin, that the Maisa, there's Ramon, Mishmul Maisa is Mekel. You have to know when it's being Mekel. Other case again, the Chavolok, can you pinch people's cheeks? By the way, there's a Benish Chai, it's a Minigvay Lodurus over here. The people pinch people's cheeks. Now, it comes out, really depends. If it's black and blue, left a good red mark over there. There's only blood came out over here. Come on, this one, like Maisa Aser it. The question is, when it goes away very quickly afterwards, it's not that clear. I see the Maisa Piskachuvas, he wants a Taino. If it comes in and it goes away right back, that's nothing. That's zero. Yeesh, some people in the Chaburma Fakvik the Metzias. I'm not sure what turns red. Is it breaking? Before one says it's breaking capillaries, the mice of dam comes out, and therefore we're being absorbed into the body. But etzem dam comes out. If that's so, why not get a of chavola? I mean, it's not a sugya of tzveya, we discussed already when we went to sugya of tzveya. It's not a sugya of chavola, why not? Maybe then they disagree with the avona in the pshan over here. Maybe the no chashivas in the pool are doing over here. Not clear. Not clear with the machmir when they're saying the case over here.
Somebody's machmir?
In that they don't, those who machmir not speak out clearly, they mean a situation where it's a short time. I mean, about a black and blue mark, about this chavala. Question is, what happens? Something in a couple of minutes? I'm not sure. Even in 10 seconds, I'm not sure. Same question, but no one does that. Now, doing a blood test on Shabbos, is that mocha tzrich l'gufoy, ain't tzrich l'gufoy? So come on the swarm, they want taino that since you want the one sedam, the tzarech over here, tzarech l'guvay, case of a ticket, live with nichol and get over the raiso. If it's a tzarech, a chaylo, you get a guy to go to it. We're discussing an issa de raiso over here. I got to resist, one time with Shabbos, and they want to take a test to see if the kid's yellow, do the bismil over there, there's no bikim over there, I want to know what the exact numbers were, do a bismil on Shabbos. The shadow was, can you get a guy, and here's not a chaylo, a case of a mitzvah. Could goy even to do their shvus mutter b'mokka mitzvah? Isn't there right? So we know the klal shvus to shvus mutter b'mokka mitzvah, except the two cases that even one, even by the raisa goy is mutter. One we had the halacha and simon shnivav sefid al by yishiv eretz yisrael. The second case is a case of bris milah. Now the question to get to hechshir mitzvah we say by bris milah not. It's a shaylo. Mishmur says b'mokka matzorich make loy hifsid. So I told the person l'chura. They get bismilo. Case the raiso. Go get a guy. Who says any is over here? But I don't know them. So you have to ask somebody else. My size, afterwards they show me that the Zil machine they asked the same question. He says, and Cheshbon, you're right. Except, what happens if the numbers are too high? You kin to the milo. Kin to the milo is not more mitzvah anymore. So he sends you to the Shai Tzin Tovresh Nunhei. It says, you have a sulfic, and maybe the loch over here is, you cannot do the test. Because then it will not be a case of Makom Mitzvah with Tzarechim. Interesting point over here. Now, to give injections to a person on Shabbos, there are two ways of doing it, either inside the muscle or inside the veins. So, inside the veins, are we discussing Issa Chavola Deraiso? We're discussing Issa Rabbanon. That means the question really comes out, how to go do it, you need a guy, you don't need a guy, you Yisrael, what the situation is. Now, it seems to be, I'm not clear where the Machlokes is, the way how the Archa Shabbos brings down Cheskel Abramsky, Shmir Shabbos brings down, and they tie into when a person, when he injects, puts the needle in first, they always seem a drop of blood comes out. Do the doctor need a drop of blood to come out? Is he a tzarech in the blood? Is he tzarech in the blood to come out?
He wants to hit the vein.
Oh, and that's the reason, I mean, because you're not a bulky, but if you don't hear the vein, what is that? So they want tie into the tzarech in it, Cheskel Gufo, it's their iso. They need the case of a guy. I said a sheni, a vosner, you be a oimer or a letzia, and they say no. I'm not sure they're arguing that's not nechel get of tzarech, and then they still nechel get of kilful, and therefore they say it didn't do our bottle over here. It didn't do our bottle, you have the clone negate, the sugar of the bottle over here. That means the blood that comes out, that might come out, I'm not sure they're arguing that you need the blood to come out, how do you look upon it? The machlik is stop injecting a person when it goes into the veins, how do you look upon it? Is it kavol or not? Injecting inside a muscle, everyone says not nechel any isteraiso. There's no kavol per se. Body's fine with it. There's no shiloh over here. To get to one last case, the Gemara super tough. Hey, they're discussing mokum chayla, so it sounds like they're not discussing no ister aisa. One last point is the whole story of chavola is Gemara super tough hammer base. So over there, the Gemara discusses how in the world can be bottled up to the Shabbos the first time. Can you? Can't you? The Gemara of Zayin Paskins the Ma'aseh Smoter. Why the loch is mifka pocket nachabu mikbar. Therefore, the Simon Reish Pei by Oster Chaim and Ebenezer Simon Samar Gimel, the Machava Paskin for Maisit's Mutter, the Taz brings down, brought down with Mishmur says, those who are Machma, Eno Elo Minamat Miem. Maisit not Nichol Gedev Chavolo. It's a case like a door opening up, Maisit's Mutter. The Shaila is, should we do Sifu Beis now? Because, no, most people say they not do it yet, we'll do it tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Be much smaller, shorter Chavurah Be'ez Hashem. We'll spend 20 minutes on Sibi Beis tomorrow. That's a lot of fun.
Go ahead.